Ryan, Monty and Whipper.
You know, there's a couple of things to look forward to at the moment. It's a couple of big things happening in December. One is Christmas.
Love Christmas.
I did that last year.
Wonderful time.
But the more exciting one...
This is cool.
...is Green Day. And on the line is Trey. How are you, mate?
Hello.
Trey. Good to hear you, mate. How are you, buddy?
Monty.
Hello.
And Ryan.
That's me. That's me.
That order.
That's great.
Very good, Trey.
Oh, mate, we're looking forward to having you in town.
Yes. Bring it on.
I bet. It's good. Bring the fun.
It's good to know that, you know, we're a fan of Green Day, but you're obviously a fan of our show, which is really lovely to hear. Thanks for that.
You know what? I stream in on the old interweb every now and then.
Oh, mate, what was your favorite part of the
show? The thing is, I'm nocturnal, and I'm often up at weird hours, and like it would be morning for you, and it would be like... the middle of the day for me, but everyone else is shagged out. So
I've never heard rockturnal before. That's a fabulous expression.
Good.
Yeah.
Now, Trey, did you just get off stage? Did you just finish drumming out and then got on the phone to us?
Yeah, you know, basically, I still have the glistening glow.
You do
of a rocking.
Do you have to practice now? Like when you're at your stage and you guys are obviously so big and been doing it for so long, do you have
22 years.
22 years. Do you have to sit
21.
Down?
21.
So sorry.
Don't blow them. They will go for 22.
21 guns.
Do you have to do, you know, 8 hours of drumming a day? Do you have to keep going on? Need to be sharper on the sticks?
No, you know, I don't waste a lot of lumber, you know. Trees are a renewable resource, but, you know.
Green Day.
The wood gets crappier and crappier. No, I'd never practice. I just know how to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
It's one of those things. Hey, now you played at the American Music Awards, the AMAs, and there's a lot of bands there. They get a lot of people. Is that a good one to do?
It's good, but you got to bring your own liquor in because a lot of these shows, they're dry shows. Like the Grammys is a dry show.
Oh.
Well, AMAs is a dry show. But we smuggle in all our own alcohol.
Hip flasks.
And then we share it with... So we got like... a lot of people drunk, like, for example, Jennifer Lopez was tipping the bottle, and I don't know if you noticed, she fell on her ass.
Yes, well, I heard about that. Well, it got cut out.
We were filling her full of Cazadores, man. That girl can drink.
So that was your fault, because you guys
awesome.
Won. Mate, you
a lot of stuff happens back in the little trailer complex. So they give us a bunch of trailers parked behind the Staples Center there.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just debauchery, honestly.
Really? What happened this year,
you
Trey?
Wouldn't believe it. It's nuts. Like, they hire, like, an amazing amount of dancers. Like, there's like 50, 60 dancers running around with barely anything on.
Yeah. Awesome.
Except, you know, beer helmets.
Really? Sounds like spring break.
Yeah. And it is spring. It's almost summer for you guys. That's why we're coming there. We're chasing the sun.
Awesome.
Sun chasers.
Now, Trey, can you hang around for a sec? We just need to go to a bit of a break. We might actually go to a Green Day song.
Let's go sell some stuff.
Yeah. And we'll come back with
don't
more of your
don't forget to buy a car.
We thought we might have a bit of a challenge because, of course, when you're here in December, Trey, we've got Jet supporting you guys, which is great.
We wanted to get an Australian band to support us in Australia, but we couldn't find a good one, so we settled for Jet.
Oh!
That's a shame because you could have had Jessica Mowboy. She's great. She'd suit the Green Day crowd,
yes,
I reckon.
She would. She's one of our Aussie idols.
In all honesty, we were having cocktails with Jet last night here in Hollywood.
Great.
That's
because last time you guys were out here, I remember coming to the concert, and you guys gave the boys from The Living End a big shout out, which I remember thinking that would be amazing. I suppose this time you're just going to be having to yell out Jet the entire time.
Yeah, it's easier. It's only one syllable.
It's shorter. You get the job done quicker.
So because you are playing with Jet, well, Jet is supporting you guys, we think it's very...
That means I'm going to have to play drums really well because that guy can play.
Yeah,
he can. He's crazy,
true.
That guy. So you need to know what are your songs and what are Jet songs. Like, it's very important that you don't mix
that
up.
Don't confuse it.
Not that I'm questioning your professionalism, but we thought we'd play just one note of a few songs and you've got to tell us whether it's a Green Day song or
okay,
a Jet
this.
Song.
I can do this.
All right, first one. Here we go. Thoughts?
Yeah, it sounds like... it's definitely Green Day, but it's off Insomniac. It's da-da... Ba-na-na. Oh, no, it's Geek Stink Breath.
Close.
Can I have a guess?
No, it's not your song,
Play Whipper. Play it one more time for Trey.
This is brilliant.
Whoa, wait a minute.
I love
this is long distance, of course.
Of course, over the phone line.
One more time.
One more time.
Everyone's screaming at you right now, Trey.
Aren't
they? Oh, crap.
You don't want to make an idiot of yourself here, Trey.
It's American Idiot. American Idiot. There we go.
All right. Yeah, that's some... Okay.
We'll give it to you that you got Green Day right, yeah, but you didn't get the
okay,
song right.
You didn't ask the name of the track. I was just trying to show up.
That's true. Right. I am looking forward to the time on stage, though, when you sort of about to sing a song and you're just sitting there at the back going, oh, what's that song? That how does that go again? Oh,
dude, that's every night. Because especially on the nights when we play like two in a row, like in Brisbane we're going to play two in a row, in Sydney we're going to play two in a row, in Melbourne. That's like the, why the second nights are always like way better.
Because you've had practice.
We got to change it up, and instead of playing our regular set, we like just pull out all this old stuff.
Well, there's a good hint. We've got to get right into the second show.
Next
all right,
one.
Trey, here's your second song. There you go. That's all you're getting. Hear that?
Jet.
Yes.
It is Jet.
That's that was a tough one.
That was Rip It Up.
Let's hear it. Okay, cool.
All right, here we go. Third song. Please
it's
get
It's Holiday.
Yes, it is. You are a genius.
All right. And lucky last to finish off this brilliant game, Trey, here's your fourth song. Is it Jet or Green Day?
Jet.
It is. Yeah. Green Day doesn't do cymbals, do they?
I just got a way bigger drum sound than that. That's
yeah,
all I
bigger
know
than the tambourine.
Oh.
You just had a real go at the drummer of Jet.
It sounded like my son's drum set.
Ouch. It's going to be all on when you guys play in December, I think.
Yeah.
Trey, thanks so much, mate. 21st Century
right,
Breakdown.
Thank you.
You're going to be here in December,
hey,
can't
Whippa.
Wait? Yeah.
Whippa.
Yeah.
Are you going to wear that special thing we talked about?
Yeah, I didn't want to mention it. We
what's
are on air at the moment.
No, tell right us. What's that about?
I wore it at the last tour.
Hey, I am on Facebook, everybody, so join me. Crazy.
Trey, right, thanks, mate. We'll see you soon.
All right. Ryan, Monty, and Whipper.